Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Unto God. God is saying, I want to birth something out of each and every one of you online. Well, are you committed to the cause?
Amen.
Hannah, she said, whatever I got to do, I'll do it, even if it means giving my child life to God. I'm going to do that.
Thank you.
I'm making this vow unto you, God. I'm making this commitment unto you, and I'm going to keep it. You see, God wants to birth out many dreams and aspirations for many of you all.
Yes.
But you got to make a choice. Are you going to be committed to the cause?
Yes.
As I just got to explaining, Hannah, she was committed. No matter what, she made that vow. She was going to follow through. In the Old Testament, people made vows. They usually kept them. But you got to understand with your life and yourself, are you committed to the cause?
Amen.
Are you going to do whatever it takes for God to birth out of you greatness? Are you willing to go through the preparation? A lot of people don't want to go through the preparation stage. And I've come to find out, especially when it comes to people with callings on their life, they see somebody that's great in God, glory to God, they see somebody that's great in God and they say, I want to be like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Or I want to be greater than that. It's nothing wrong with that. But this is where the error comes in. They see this individual, but they don't see the hell of preparation that that individual went through. And so they say, I want to skip past level A, B, and C and shoot all the way to Z, and I want to be right there where they at. As soon as they get a little prophetic gift, or as soon as they start seeing some things, they think they're on top of the mountain. But you got to understand that there's preparation involved in being used by God. Are
Amen.
You committed to the cause?
Amen.
Are you committed? Are you willing to make a vow to God that know what? No matter what, Father, I make this vow that I'm going to be committed. No matter what, I'm not going to give up. No matter what, I'm going to go through the process. Whatever it is, I'm going to go through the process. Whatever you take me through. See, that's the key right there. You got to understand this. God, if you are with him, he's going to be with you. If you allow him to do his thing and be God, he is going to take you through. He's not going to leave you right there where you are. Why are you going through that birth process? Why those labor pains are coming? Why those stomach cramps are coming? Don't you know that it only lasts for a season?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Labor pains don't last forever. Now, some women can probably attest to it. Seemed like it was forever when they was in the hospital. Glory to God. But eventually, they got past that. They went through that process of labor. They got past that. They birthed out a beautiful child. Talking about preparation, people of God. Are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to be committed to God like Hannah was? She dedicated her son. If you read that story, it goes on to say that she took her son to the altar, glory to God, to the house of God. But she actually waited till he was weaned. What that means is she actually waited till he was off the nipple. She wasn't really breastfeeding him anymore. So she waited till he got a little bit older. He was still a young child.
Amen.
But after he got a little bit older, she took him to the house of God when they do their annual sacrifices, and she dedicated him to the house of, dedicated him in the house of God to the Lord. And the priest Eli was standing right there and witnessing this all. That's why the scripture says that he marked her mouth. You got to understand, when God uses a man of God in your life and you say something, God, first of all, that man or that woman of God is a representative for God here in the earth. So when you say something, God looks and recognizes that. It's different in the New Testament now. Thank God for the grace. But you got to understand, he still marks that. He still looks at that. He has his servants look at your behavior, look at what you say, look, are you accountable? Are you a man or a woman of God that will do what you, will perform what you say you're going to perform?
Amen.
Amen.
It says, Eli marked her mouth. He put a mark on it. He noticed that she spoke a vow to God. She made a commitment to God. Hannah made a commitment. Samuel's mom made a commitment on behalf of his life. Are you willing to make that commitment? Are you willing to be marked by God? And even though you marked by God, are you willing, are you willing to follow that commitment?
Amen.
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 I really want that to sink in.
Yeah, God.
This ain't no play message. This is what the Holy Spirit is speaking. I oftentimes think when people hear the word go forth, they're like, oh, okay, that's just a preacher rambling off. This is what the Lord is saying tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
You might be saying that I went through hell the last few years. I'm ready for my time. But if God said it, ain't your time, then it ain't your time. You got to go through a little bit more. You just got to believe God.
Yes, amen.
But if God did say it was your time, then you need to stand up and have faith and go through the preparation stage. You see, a lot of us go through our weekly days and our weekly life, and we whining and complaining, and we saying, I just want my breakthrough. I just want my breakthrough. But you got to understand, God got you in that preparation stage for a reason.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah,
those labor pains are being birthed out. Those labor pains are producing the gifts of the Spirit.
Wow.
Those labor pains are producing the kingdom gifts. Every great man or woman of God, they had to go through a birthing process.
Yes.
Every great man and woman of God, they had to go, glory to God, don't know the hell that me or my wife had to go through. They
Amen.
Know a portion of it. They don't know all of it.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
They don't know the weight behind our words. We did not want to just wake up and be somebody pastor or somebody apostle. I didn't chase this thing. This thing chased me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And I had to go through that process. God had to birth out some things. He had to get rid of some insecurities. He had to take and put more of his love inside of me. He had to bring people in my life to make me upset and make me angry so that I would know how to have a greater love for those that are coming in the future when they do the same thing.
Amen.
That's right.
I had to go through a process, and I use myself as an example. I had to go through a process. My wife had to go through a process. Women of God, you want to be first ladies? I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Thank God for you that you want to be a first lady. What happened is the devil will skip past your husband and attack you and your body because he knows if he can attack the weaker vessel and she fall, then the whole household's fall. And if the whole household fall, then the ministry is destroyed.
Yes.
You want to be a first lady, well, you better go through that preparation stage. You better know what you're asking for. Because if you are a weak first lady, you open up doors for everything to collapse.
Amen.
The first ladies are the foundation, are the backbone of the ministry. And even if you're not called to be a pastor, husband and wives, your wife is your first lady.
Amen there.
Amen.
They are the backbone. They are the backbone to your marriage, which is your first ministry.
Yes, amen.
Yes,
women of God, God is talking to you tonight. If you don't got what it takes, then don't step up to the plate. But if you feel that you got what it takes to go through the process, when you're going through that process, it's going to be some nights where you cry. It's going to be some nights where you're lonely. It's going to be some nights where you wet up your pillow with huge crocodile tears.
Yes, yes.
But you got to wipe those tears off, and you got to stand strong in the Lord. He's taking you through the birthing process because he's birthing out greater gifts inside of you.
Jesus.
But those gifts only come through painful situations.
Mm.
Understand this.
Mm.
Those gifts only come through painful situations. If Jesus Christ is the example for all mankind, and we are to follow his example, what makes you think that you're going to be exempt? Because he paid it off. Yeah, he did pay it all, but you got to still pay some, baby, by carrying your cross, by keeping that cross. This is teaching that we don't want to hear.
Amen.
But I want you to understand this. Ain't no overnight wonders in God.
Right. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
You got to go through something, and you got to be prepared. Those labor pains are building greater strength in you.
Thank you, Lord.
When the prophet or the pastor tells you, I see something coming, it's not just to tell you that, to frustrate you or to make you sad. It is to prepare you for the trial that's going to burst out destiny.
Amen.
Would you rather that trial hit you unaware? And you like, what happened?
Amen.
I thank God that I have a pastor, a bishop, that can see greater into my life.
Amen.
And warn me so that I can prepare and do things necessary that I need to do.
Yes, hallelujah.
In order for that process to be cultivated.
Amen.
I really want you to understand this. We got to go through a birthing process. You're going to experience some pains. Glory to God. Mother Mary, Jesus' mom, she gave birth to the greatest, she had the greatest birth of all time.
Yep.
Yes.
She had the greatest birth of all time. Glory to God. Even in God's divinity, even in God's awesomeness, even in God's glory, even Mother Mary had to go through some things even before she was in labor. They accused her. They wanted to kill her because she said that no man touched her, but it was the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Back in those days, in those times, that was a great offense. They would kill you for saying something like that. You would be a mockery. That was her birthing process. That was Mother Mary's birthing process. She had to go through that to birth out the Savior of this world. How many of us are willing to go through that process? Not her process, but go through that process of preparation, birthing out the kingdom gifts, birthing out gifts that can save generations. God want to use some of you all to go to different countries and to speak a word that would turn so many souls to Jesus. But how can he use you if you can't even endure the process that you're in? Soon as somebody step on your big toe, you ready to bite their head off. Soon as somebody say something that you don't agree with, you ready to snap on them. And this is what God's birthing process does. It
Amen.
Brings you humble. It brings you low. It brings you to humility. If you go through a trial
Amen.
Long enough, you're going to get humble, especially when God allows it to happen.
Amen. Preach it. Amen. That's real.
That process, he wants to kill your flesh. Because if your flesh don't die, you will end up killing somebody else with your mouth.
Amen.
That's why you got to go through some things. This is why God allows trials to come. Because he's trying to take out some of you and put in a little bit more of him. Every trial, you ask yourself this. Why does God allow us to go through trials and tribulations? Every trial that we go through, it is to take out a piece of us, our carnality, and to put in a piece of him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why I'm always, when I'm in my prayer time, I'm always saying, Lord, Lord, take out of me what is not of you and put more of you, your spirit, in me.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I want to be like Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want to stand for Jesus. I want to represent the kingdom of God like the Son
Hallelujah.
Of God did.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when those trials come, that's preparation.
Yes.
He had to prepare Israel. for the land of milk and honey. But they wandered 40 years in the wilderness because they still wasn't ready spiritually. They were murmuring and complaining. I'm going to tell you something. If you're going through a trial, the more you murmur, the more you complain, the more you're going to sit right there in that same trial.
Amen.
Don't be like the children of Israel and wander around 40 years.
Amen.
God want to take us through, people of God. He want to take us through. He want to get us from point A to the other end, to point Z. Thank God we serve a God that has taken us through. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
He's not
going to
leave
Thank
us
you.
Right there.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Glory to God. There's warfare. There's warfare that's churning. But that warfare is building you for greatness. People talk about the witches and warlocks a lot. You got to understand this. Anytime God allows a witch or a warlock to speak a word curse against you and it attacks you, what happened is God just promotes you to a higher dimension in him.
Amen.
If you faint not. If you faint not. Now, eventually what happened is to that witch and warlock, if they don't stop and repent and turn their heart to God, God will judge them. But God uses his enemies and our enemies to propel us to greater. He did it with Jesus. Satan thought that he was destroying the living Son of God. If he would have knew what he was doing when he was antagonizing him and having people come against him to put him on the cross, he wouldn't have did it. Satan thought that he thought he won. But he didn't know by Jesus going to the cross, we all won.
Amen.
I'm trying to get you to understand. Your enemies, when you're going through your trial, going through that birthing process, God is using your enemies to propel you to greater. Don't always look at it badly. I know it's easier said than done. When you're going through and people coming against you, you're getting rejected, say, Lord God, I might not understand this all, but I know it's for my good. Give me the strength to endure.
Right, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. I want to ask, do you understand this ministry and what God is establishing through us? This is for the KCI members specifically.
Amen.
Do you understand how God is moving through us? And do you understand the next level that God is about to take us to?
Amen.
Amen.
We had to go through hell. We done seen so many blessings in this ministry, all the families have, but we still have to go through warfare. It's because God is preparing the harvest. He's preparing it to flood in. He's getting us ready, y'all.
Amen.
He's preparing the harvest.
Thank you, Lord.
So many prophets done spoke it. God done spoke it to me myself. He's preparing the harvest. He's about to birth out something great.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're right.
You might not got a drum set when you worship, or somebody playing on the piano when you worship. You might look to your side and it might be an empty pew right there.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God you got a brother or sister that's across the way. Thank God for the people that are there.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
God is, he's trying to see, glory to God. This is what he's doing. He's trying to see while I'm taking y'all through this process, and I'm trying to birth out greatness in y'all. I'm trying to see if you would appreciate what you got right now.
Amen.
Amen.
KCI, God is about to propel us. He's about to push us for the harvest. But as I always say, if we're not prepared, if we're not ready, all the way up from the head, the apostle, all the way down to the church janitor, if we're not prepared, he ain't going to bring that flood in.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Nobody is exempt. That's for me as well. If I'm not ready, especially for me, if I'm not prepared, the souls can't come in. The harvest can't come in. I see a harvest that's going to come for thousands.
Amen.
I'm not talking
Amen.
About a little harvest. The mandate that God has on this ministry, the mandate that God has on this ministry is great, greater than your eyes can ever even imagine. But we got to be prepared. You have to suffer a little bit in your bills to be able to talk to the lady that's coming in that don't really know Jesus, and she's struggling with her two kids, and she's a single mother. So you can tell her, you know what, your bills might be low right now, but Jesus said he loves you, and he's going to take you through.
Amen.
You have to hurt in your body a little bit. You seeing everybody else outside of the ministry getting miracles. Everybody getting instantly healed, and even some in the ministry. But your body hurts. You going through pain. Why? Because there's a process. God's trying to teach you something. Because when another person come in, you could be able to tell them, even though you're going through that pain, God is with you. You can hold on. And matter of fact, if you can't hold on, grab my shoulder. I'm going to lift you up, and I'm going to hold on till you with you. Do you understand what God is saying? He's trying to take us through.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.